Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Why Am I So Happy? Paula V here. Today I will be chatting with Latisse McCoy. Latisse is a RAIN International partner and founding member. She is with me today to discuss the benefits, the powerful benefits of seed nutrition. I am so excited about this. RAIN International is the first and world leader in nutritional supplements based on seeds. I am so excited to have you share this information. And I have to put out there to everyone listening, I myself enjoy these products every day and feel the benefits. So I'm really excited to share this with you and the availability of these seeds and information on my wellnessinspired.com website on the products page. So let me begin, Latisse, by welcoming you and thank you for joining us today.
Yes, well, thank you for having me. And I'm just so happy to be able to share about seed nutrition. It is a rather new concept for most people. Most people don't understand that a seed contains 20 to 30 times more nutrients and antioxidants than the fruit. And so part of my quest is to just share that message. And with most of our soils depleted from nutrients that they once had, we need to get nutrients from somewhere. And we're looking at the seeds nowadays. And so I'm just excited also that I'm partnered with RAIN International because they're a very conscious company who uses non-GMO seeds. They test for pesticide and chemical residues as well as unhealthy metals. So that's also important when we're talking about nutrition, especially when people are looking at organic foods nowadays too. So eating a healthy diet of those leafy greens and a wide variety of foods is very important for our balancing of our acid and alkaline levels in our bodies. Because years ago in my 20s, I'm 57 now, I had found a book, the Self-Healing Cookbook, and it had to do with healing body, mind, and mood with whole natural foods. And seeds are part of that. So I'm just so excited that in the last 2.5 years, I've been able to use some seed products that help to balance my body, blood sugar levels, many things. And just want to tell a little bit about the black cumin seed, too. It was used by ancient civilizations, and they uncovered all the different benefits. They didn't know why it worked for their health, but they knew that it helped to heal many ailments. And they even felt it was sacred and took it into the afterlife with them. They thought that that would help them move beyond, this planet as well. So that's quite fascinating that it's an ancient seed. And RAIN International has three products that include the black cumin seed. Black cumin also, researchers have found that whatever that it is combined with, it amplifies those effects. So the first product that RAIN International came out with, the name of it was Soul. And like our soul, S-O-U-L. And it has the black cumin seed, the Chardonnay grape seed, and black raspberry. And those seeds all have unique healing properties. And there is a website called PubMed.gov. And a person can go there and type in each of those seeds. And you'll find some amazing research and articles that has been done in the past. And I'll just share a few things. Like for black cumin, it's very good for the respiratory tract. If you have anything that itches, say psoriasis, eczema, it's very good for diminishing those effects. It even is known to be able to regenerate cartilage and joint fluid, which is something most of us think is not possible. These three seeds, too, are also highly anti-inflammatory. So the product Soul is very good for pain. It helps diminish inflammation and therefore your pain goes away because the blood can now circulate better.
Oh, that's a powerful, powerful supplement. That's, you know, anti-inflammatory. That does so much for us.
Right, and most of us know too that inflammation plays a part in just about all diseases. They keep finding out more about inflammation.
Yes.
And then the antioxidants in the seeds too. They're very high in antioxidants, more than any juice, of course, because of the seed concentration. And the hulls of the seeds too, I should probably mention that they're typically bitter, right? So we don't eat seeds because of the bitterness. But Rain has been able to take the whole seed, crush them. They do add a little bit of natural sweetener to it, so that the flavor is very good. And it's actually a liquid seed blend that a person drinks. And it's quite tasty, right, Paula? You enjoy
yes,
it?
Yes, I love it. I love it. And I have noticed since being on the products, I have been a big fan of the black cumin seed for quite a while. And finding these products, the increased energy that I have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My body is thanking me, you know, when we give this high potency nutritional products to our body is, it really, it thanks us.
Right. And since seeds are food, our body is meant to absorb food. And so it seems that the body starts healing itself then. It's getting nutrition that it needs, it wants, because the seed is so concentrated. And then it begins to heal itself. And we find many people that are having different effects from the product, too. And, of course, it's a natural product, so we cannot make health claims, although there is this information on each of the seeds and the different benefits that they have. So, like the black raspberry is good for balancing blood sugar as well, stabilizing blood pressure. It's good for the skin. And the fats, the oils, the healthy oils in the seeds, when they're in the seed, they're not oxidizing, you see. But once the seed is open or oil is extracted to the air, it can begin to oxidize. So Rain International is very aware of that, and that is why they package their products in serving size packets. Then we also have another product too, CORE. And CORE has the black cumin seed with milk thistle, which is good for the liver, and cranberry seed, which is good for our kidneys, urinary tract, and they've combined that with super green foods like kale, chlorella, spirulina, wheatgrass, dandelion, aloe vera, and chlorophyllin. So that's a powerful detox product where the soul is very good for inflammation, and it is actually like a liquid vitamin. That is why I first started using soul. Because I found that it had the equivalent of 8 to 10 servings of fruit, 8 to 10 servings of vegetables, and 2 to 3 servings of the healthy oils from seeds.
I love it.
And,
I love it.
Yes, and then most recently, Rain has come out with a coffee. And it also has the black cumin seed, along with the grape seed, grapefruit, pomegranate, and they're combining it with the reishi mushroom. And the reishi mushroom has anti-cancer properties, even lifespan extending properties, longevity, which I know most of us are looking for anti-aging products or ways to live a healthy lifestyle and have a good quality of life, especially at my age, at 57, I'm trying to extend my youth.
And yes.
Both Soul and CORE, the first two products I talked about, have third-party research that's been done, and they both include an enzyme in them that enhances anti-aging. So that's quite magnificent as far as I'm concerned. So I found that with these seed products, I continue to get, you know, more and more benefits I hadn't even thought of. And for me, when I first used CORE, I found that I could breathe more deeply. My skin became very smooth and supple, my eyesight seemed clearer, and just as you said, your energy level picked up, and the energy is more balanced because the seeds have a tendency to balance blood sugar as well, which is so important because most of us, you know, depending on what we're eating, there's always a blood sugar high or low taking place in our bodies. And it affects our mood. So with food and nutrition, it's so important to create balance. And yes, these products seem to create balance for people, which helps them feel better. Most people tell me, I feel great. And I ask them, how are you feeling? You know, what are you feeling like from taking these products now for a while? That's the first thing that comes out typically, unless other benefits as well. And I need to make it clear, there's some people who have used all kinds of things, say for depression over the years, and the only thing that they changed was, say, to add salt to their routine, and their depression goes away. So although we can't make health claims, it seems fairly obvious that it is the product salt.
Yes, because when our body receives, you know, these super nutrients, it can function properly and it can be more in balance, and energetically affects us as well, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah.
I love it. It's so fascinating.
I've had a lot of people hold the packets and muscle test them, and I've always seen a positive result from that.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I love muscle testing. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's a fascinating area. I absolutely love that. Latisse, we do have to pop out for a commercial, but we will be right back with more fantastic information about these great products. I just love it. Thank you, Latisse. Thank you, everyone. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Paul Levie here. I am chatting with Latisse McCoy today. She is a RAIN International partner and founding member. RAIN International is a company that has some amazing, amazing, powerful products. So let's go right back into this. And I would love to ask you, Latisse, give us more information about their amazing coffee product. I'm actually drinking some right now as we do our interview. I love it. Please share more on that.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, most of us know that typical coffee, can be high in acid. And the coffee that RAIN has developed, because of the other seeds, the black cumin, the grapefruit, pomegranate, and the reishi mushroom, it's a pH balanced coffee. So you don't feel the acidic reaction in your stomach. Also, coffee is known to constrict blood vessels. So that can drive up blood pressure. Well, because of the seeds in the coffee. And this is mixed with a Brazilian coffee as well. So it does have coffee in it. So you can get the lift from the coffee, but you get it without these two side effects, as well as the highs and lows of typical coffee, which I didn't realize, but that is a blood sugar roller coaster effect. And so that is also diminished, and the body doesn't seem to get dehydrated like it would with a typical cup of coffee. Another point I'd like to make is that unless coffee on the market says organic, coffee is one of those crops that are sprayed heavily with pesticides. So most people are probably getting a dose of chemicals with their morning coffee. However, RAIN now has come up with this coffee, which equates out to only 73 cents a cup, which is quite a bargain for all these healthy benefits. And we're trying to heal the world, of course, most of us in the healing profession. And so with coffee, we have 7 billion people in the world. Approximately 80% of them drink coffee every day. This is very exciting.
Yes.
And that equates to like 5 billion people drinking coffee worldwide. And RAIN International is in over 25 countries right at this moment. So getting the black cumin into people, helping them with these blood sugar balancing benefits, and just feel better and to become more pH balanced, even through a cup of coffee, is amazing to me.
Isn't that fantastic? I love it.
Yes. And I was roasting organic green coffee beans. Since I live in the Seattle area, coffee is very important to us. But I actually gave up roasting the beans because I like the flavors of this new coffee that Rain has come up with. And the reishi mushroom, I believe that's what it is, gives it a little bit of a enhanced flavor.
Yes.
So I really love it. And I add a little stevia to it and a little bit of cream. It mixes really well in cold drinks, too. So you can put it in a smoothie. You can make an iced coffee with it. It's very easy to use. And that's what I would say about all of Rain's products. They come in a packet, these first three we've talked with. You can mix them with, the first two products, Core and Soul, you just drink. Core being a greens product, people have mixed that with either a little water or a little sparkling water, and it's enhanced, actually. And then the coffee, like I say, it comes in a powder, and you just mix that up. The next product I'd like to talk about as well, this is the fourth product. Rain only has four products at this moment. That is a protein powder called Form. And it's seed-based, and it has an ancient seed in it as well. It does not have the black cumin. However, it has the Sacha Inchi seed from Peru. And that has been a sacred seed as well for the people of Peru and South America. And it helps promote weight loss, and it also helps the heart, too. The other things in this protein powder, there's pea protein, which is an appetite suppressor, but it also helps promote lean muscle density, good for the gut as well, gut health. And there's hemp seed, which is good for the kidneys, chia seed, and that also helps with weight loss, good for blood sugar levels. We have cranberry seed. We talked about cranberries before. They're good for the kidneys, urinary tract.
Yes.
And basically, too, strengthens the immune system. And I would have to say that with all these products, once the body is nourished, then it starts protecting itself, too. So that's like building that immune system and then healing. So all these amazing things are taking place when the body is nourished. And, you know, we live such a fast-paced life nowadays. And, you know, people are grabbing food that they can just get down. And these products are wonderful. They're wonderful products just to take with you. You can carry them anywhere, the Soul and the Core, and they don't need refrigeration. I find them very helpful for my lifestyle.
They're fantastic for travel. I just love that about them. Mm-hmm. They're just so fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, tell the listeners, please, again, let's share where they can research, get more information, and order these products.
Okay, I'd love to. Well, they can go to your website, all of these websites, wellnessinspired.com, and go to Paula's products page. And each product has a 30-day money-back guarantee. So I encourage you to give yourself the gift of seeds. And, you know, your body, your mind, your spirit, there's no doubt in my mind it will thank you.
I love it. I love it. With just a couple moments left in the show, Latisse, what final words would you like to share with the listeners about these fantastic products?
Well, I'm just very happy that at this point in my life, I've found products like this that are very powerful. And when we look at our environment today with, you know, like I mentioned, our fast-paced life, the stress, the environmental toxins and chemicals in our air, our water, our food, seeds, we need this power from the seeds to help us. And I believe it is a synchronicity of the times that these products are now available. And the president of RAIN International, many times I've heard him say over and over that these seeds are more powerful than us or our company. And I believe every one of us that's involved with telling the story, the information about these seeds, we're all dedicated to help healing the world and helping people feel better. And once we feel better, we all get along better. And we're all looking, I believe people everywhere have the same goal, to be living in a peaceful world where we all get along and enjoy life.
Yes. And another thing that I love about these products, Latisse, is that they are non-GMO. I just love that.
Yes.
They are high quality products. I'm just so thrilled to be able to share this information with the listeners today. And I'm so grateful to have had you on the show today, Latisse. I want to thank you.
Thank you. And I'm grateful to have you as a partner as well, Polly.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And to our listeners out there, big hugs, blessings. Everyone, have a happy day. Thank you so much. Hello, everyone. This is Paula Vale, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on BBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. Check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program and look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and the paulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paula V. Everyone, welcome to Why Am I So Happy? Paula V here. Today I am so happy to share with you Cindy Sharp. Let me tell you a bit about Cindy. Cindy is a quirky rule breaker, change maker, and a light to all that know her. Her moving stories of being born with a rare birth defect, wealthy at times, abused, homeless at 17, on occasion very rebellious, and eventually self-loved. She shines a bright light in a fun, filled, loving way in all her talks. She loves to sprinkle her stories in her teachings. One thing she learned along the way was that never giving up, moving forward, and laughing was a journey to find herself, spirit, and her true calling, healing businesses. Cindy has spent 20 years in the corporate world as a successful coach and trainer. She is an author, speaker, radio host, laughter yoga leader, and spiritual business coach. I love it. Laughter yoga here. You just do so much. You are just a bright star for us, Cindy. So first off, I want to say thank you for all that you do.
Oh, well, thank you. I feel so blessed to be able to share a little bit of what I do today here with you, Paula.
Oh, I love it. And please, you know, share. Go ahead and expand on your history or, you know, more information on what brought you to the path you're on, Cindy.
You know, I think that's such a great question, and I get that question often. I have been on this path from my birth. And, you know, sometimes we come into this, you know, beautiful, loving, you know, immensely, interesting and sometimes crazy life. And we pop in and we kind of know exactly what we want to do, and we kind of have an idea. That's in sometimes. But more often than not, we're put on this road. And my road was quite a shattered road and a road of struggle. I was born with a very rare birth defect called Poulin syndrome. And that birth defect, which I'll share with you in just a second, coupled with the fact that my parents were unable to take care of me as a child, and at the age of four, I went to a children's receiving home, which coupled those two things kind of together, made me very, I like to say, you know, shattered in a way where I, you know, I wasn't sure of myself. I wasn't sure that I was lovable. I wasn't sure that, that I was acceptable in any which way, shape, or form. I didn't have a lot of wonderful self-esteem. So I learned through a lot of hard knocks in my life, falling down and getting back up, and falling down and getting back up, to love myself, and it was a hard road. Let me share a little bit about my birth defects. I think it's just an important piece of the story of my own life, personal life story, and that is my birth defect. Poulin syndrome, excessively rare. It is where you have a limb difference. So one of your hands or arms is either shorter or smaller, or your hand is in some which way deformed or has, you know, a birth defect. So on my left side of my body, I have a smaller hand. And then as well, I also have something that's called a congenital radical mastectomy. And so you can imagine being, you know, brought into this, you know, birthed into this, you know, beautiful womb of the earth, and being a woman and being raised feeling very shattered and feeling like you're not valuable, or that you know, your parents didn't love you enough to keep you, so there must be something wrong with you. And then getting to the age of being a teenager, and all of a sudden, you know, all the girls are wearing their cute polka dotted bikinis, and you're, you know, trying to hide in your long sleeve shirt so you can, you know, try to hide yourself and not show truly who you are, which, you know, all teenagers worry about their bodies a little bit, I think,
yes.
In our society today. But it was certainly a huge struggle for me, and that really was the basis for, believe it or not, the blessing of the life that I live today.
Wow. You are such a demonstration of inspiration to so many, Cindy. I mean, what a story, and you know, the direction you've gone, and you now help others. I just love it. It's just fantastic. And today we're going to be talking about your love drop. What is love drop? Please describe that for us.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, what I found through my own life story and my struggle, and believe me, you know, we could spend, you know, an hour here, and I could give you, you know, the backdrop of my struggling story, because it wasn't just, you know, a little bit of stuff, but I made many mistakes based on not honoring myself and not loving myself. And what I learned through that experience, because, you know, spirit puts me and you and everybody else on this earth exactly on the path they're supposed to be on to get to where they're supposed to end up.
Yes.
And with me, what I learned was I had to honor who I was truly at the core of myself. And to honor who I was, there was only one way to do that, and that was to love myself unconditionally, and to discover through opening myself up to spirit, opening myself up to that unconditional love, what my own personal love drop was. And once I discovered that, the doors of my life opened. And I realized if I could do that for myself, then I could teach and help other people to do that. So what the love drop is, and people are always interested in this, you know, this little way that I say this, and that is, The love drop is all about really connecting and opening up to your true gift, the thing that you were really brought here to do, the healing that you're brought here to do to yourself and to others. And so once you find and you step into the role and the energy of that love drop, that's when your life begins in a bigger way. And I'll just say it that way. That's when your life begins in a bigger way.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So basically, it's connecting with our own love drop and our special gifts and where we can go with that. Is that correct?
Right. Yes, yes, absolutely. I tell this story. I teach workshops often, Paula, and I tell this story, and the story that kind of helps people kind of visualize what I'm talking about, and that is that, you know, before we came here, we had our parachute on, and we're looking down, and we're getting ready to, you know, plunge into this big new experience. We're standing in a line, if you can kind of picture that, and this is just a visual way to understand this through my teachings, and that is you're standing in this line, you got your parachute on, you're just getting ready to jump into this human experience, and you notice in this big, huge, long line ahead of you that each person is getting this little drop of energy, this little love drop, and one at a time, the angels, the beings of light, Spirit, whatever it is, your word, God, Jesus, whatever your word is for it, are coming along and one at a time, one drop, one drop, one drop, and you're going, what in the world is happening up there? And all of a sudden, they get to you and they say, this is your love drop. This is the energy that you are going to spread in this new life that you are getting. This is a special drop of elixir that has all the spices in it, all the things in it that makes you the being that you are. And we're going to give you that. And you may forget that you have this drop, but it's always with you. So pull the cord on that parachute and jump on in, because it's going to be a beautiful ride.
Oh, Cindy, that is such a beautiful message, because, yes, we are so loved by the angels, by Source, God, whatever you prefer to call it. We are so loved. I love the love drop analogy. That is a perfect description. That's really beautiful.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I think once you hear the story, I think that it's a little bit easier to kind of understand, well, what does that really mean to me, you know, as a human, as I'm, you know, out here in this earthly world, you know, struggling through all my human existence, you know, what does that really mean, and where is it? And I think it's really important that I say, when it comes to the love drop, you know, we are all one. We all are one being, beautiful being.
Yes.
But the love drop is, what is that unique little special texture of who you are that you are here to give as your gift? So, for instance, Paula, you've found your love drop. What an absolute blessing that is.
Yes.
You know, I found my love drop, but there's so many people out there that want to give the gift of who they are. And they just haven't quite tuned themselves into it yet. And so what I do is I help people tune into their love drop.
I love that. I love that, Cindy. We are going to pop out for a break. And when we come back, I would love to have you share some insight in how people can find their special love drop. But before we go into break, Cindy, could you please share your website information with the listeners, how they can reach you and research you?
Yes, the easiest way to get in touch with me is through sharpeningyourspirit.com. And through there, I have a radio blog, I also teach classes. I do different types of intense love drop sessions and all sorts of fun stuff. So come on over and say hi to me. I'd love to meet you.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you so much. And thank you to our listeners. Everyone, we will be right back. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I am here today with Cindy Sharp. We have been discussing what she calls a love drop. Oh, I just absolutely love it. Cindy, just beautiful description. You have a beautiful story. I'm excited to continue this discussion. Please,
oh, so am I.
Please, oh, me too. Please share with the listeners, how do they find their own gift, their own love drop, and how important is it for them to accomplish this?
Okay, that is, you know, that's a fantastic question. And I think I'm going to go back really quickly for 1 second to a little piece of my story. And that is, you know, as I shared earlier, you know, I came through kind of a life of struggle. But one thing that happened with me on many occasions from a childhood all the way up until I was in my 40s is I was constantly getting a little bit of a love nudge. So the love nudge is you can do something a little bit bigger. You have a message. You can share your story. It's okay. And so the way that I look at that when I help others is there comes a time where we really need to step out of the closet. We need to pull the curtain back and say, here's who I am. And of course, there's fear that comes up in that. You know, what are people going to think of me? Are people going to judge me? Are my friends still going to like me? You know, I often with my family who loves to giggle about me, I say, it's okay, you can just call me, you know, a woo-woo hippie child, and it doesn't hurt my feelings whatsoever, and I can just giggle about it now. But for years, I was like, first, I was always very self-conscious, so then I even became more self-conscious. And so what I do is I when I explain this love drop and how important it is, here's how important it was in my life. And when I work with people, they have similar stories where they just weren't paying attention to the love nudges. I wasn't paying attention for a long time. I just was going on in my life. Yeah, I was a corporate trainer, and I was going along doing my corporate work. And I kept getting this nudge, and I wasn't listening to it. And in 2011, I had what I call my stroke of light, which means I got a nudge and I didn't listen, got a tap, didn't listen, and pretty soon I got a brick on the side of the head, and that was actually a stroke. And I had to rechange my whole life around to start honoring who I was and coming out of the closet, because it was pretty obvious that I was supposed to, you know, make this shift and make this move.
Yes.
And so what I say to people is, don't wait until it's a big brick on the side of the head. When you start getting those nudges, figure out how to be able to honor who you are and to be able to open your own curtain. Sometimes it may be a little bit of a peek. Sometimes it may be whipping it open and just jumping right out. For everybody, it's a little different. But the importance of finding your love drop is like the difference between living in a world that is bright and light and full of joy and full of possibilities, or living in kind of a gray zone where you're kind of back and forth and you just you feel like you haven't quite landed yet.
Yes.
And so the love drop is, you know, it's that piece of yourself that is really the authentic person that you are, and that drop that was given to you to spread joy and to spread love on your own life and others.
I love that. And, you know, when we receive that love drop and recognize it, and then that love can just grow and expand from that, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. It's a very interesting thing, and you know this, Paula, because you've already, you know, stepped in and opened up your curtain. But once you do that, you find that the universe conspires to support you. And that
Yes.
doesn't mean, yeah, that, yeah, exactly. It doesn't mean that in this human experience, you know, as spiritual beings, we don't still go through the human struggle and the ego and all the things that, that happen. That doesn't mean that falls away. What it means is that you will all of a sudden attract people that need your special kind of light. You will all of a sudden see that, oh, there's a door that could open over there, or there's a door that could open over there. You're all of a sudden just filled with this life full of bigger possibilities because the universe is, you know, just sitting there waiting for you to find your joy drop so they can help open that door for you.
Yes. Oh, I love it, Cindy. Personally, I get so excited, you know, with sharing and seeing this in my life and the life of others, when they open up to that love and trust and open that door, oh my gosh, the manifestation, the connections that Source will bring into their lives. It is just so exciting. It really is. It's
Isn't
so beautiful.
Isn't it absolutely amazing? I totally, completely agree. It's almost like you step from a fog in, like I said, into this kind of clear light.
Yes.
And you have a more congruent purpose with the universe.
I love it. So, Cindy, what would you say to the listeners? What would one thing be that they could do right now to get started on this beautiful path?
Oh, absolutely. Well, let's just do this together. So let's just, and we'll, this is very easy and very simple, and that is just to take a few deep breaths in and out. Another big breath. Take a few seconds to really focus on your heart space and allow yourself to get into this very relaxed energy. And start doing some internal questions. So one question would be, what brings me the most joy? Because one of the things that I find is that around that question often is a love drop or a partial love drop. So to get yourself very quiet, to find out what your inner being really connects to when it comes to joy and when it comes to love. And then also, as you're in that space and you're quiet and you're doing that, is to ask yourself, what are the things that are pulling me away from that joy? And try to see if you can start slowly but surely eliminating those things in your life, so you can start pulling back that curtain and doing that one thing that really connects you to your love drop. And I will say, you know, it's a little bit of a more in-depth method that sometimes, you know, takes a little bit longer than just a few mm-hmm. seconds that we have on the show.
Yes.
So if anybody is interested in, you know, getting a little more deeper and finding their own love drop, I say reach on out and I'd gladly help them with that. But sometimes just some personal introspection is a good way to start.
Oh, beautiful. I love it. With a few minutes left in the show, Cindy, what last words would you like to share with the listeners?
I think the most important thing to know is that, you know, when you hear about this love drop or you hear about what I'm talking about, it sounds like a very inspired life, and it is an inspired life. But wherever you are in this moment of your life has meaning. Wherever you are, the light and the brightness and the love of where you are, or the struggle. As I told in my story, I went through lots of struggle to get to the energy and the love and the drop that has blessed me in my life. It wasn't like I just walked into it. And so I like to tell the listeners and everybody that I know, wherever you are right where you're supposed to be. And go ahead and just hold on tight, because there's a big, beautiful love drop of energy that's coming to whisk you to a more fantastic place if you're ready for it.
Oh, beautiful. Cindy, I have to ask, when you were in those times of struggle earlier in your life, what would you say was the one thing that held you strong and helped you get through that?
Well, that is a really great question. And I think, you know, for everybody it's a little bit different, but I'll just share it for myself personally. And one thing, and believe me, I've gone through some big, big, big struggles in life, but one thing that has kept me going is that I am lucky enough to be a person that can look forward to something brighter in the future. And so wherever I was, and even though, you know, it's so important to be where you are and honor where you are and not fight where you are, that's one thing I've had to learn. But the other piece is to be able to see this is just happening right this moment. And, you know, 2 days from now, 10 years from now, whatever the case may be, this shall pass and this shall be a gift. It will be part of the love drop journey.
Oh. So look at those challenges as really something that we can go through, but can be a piece to a path of something better, something more positive. Correct?
Right. So if you look at your life as a puzzle, and the puzzle at the end is going to be the shape of a big, beautiful, beaming heart. You know, sometimes some of those puzzle pieces fit in easily. Sometimes they don't fit in at all. And, you know, they're very hard to get in there, and you have to kind of go through this big struggle. But in the end, it's all just that big, beautiful, loving heart. And so you have to honor each piece, each separate piece, and where they are, and know that that piece is part of the whole picture.
Oh, what a great message, Cindy. It's putting the puzzle pieces together. I love that. That is so fun. What a great way to end the show. That is beautiful. I have to say thank you so much, Cindy, for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much, Paula. What a blessing it is to share energy with such a loving being like yourself, and I thank you so much for inviting me on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much. And to our listeners out there, thank you for being with us today. Love, hugs, and blessings to everyone. Love, hugs, and blessings to you, Cindy.
Thank you. Thank you. You too, Paula.
Thank you. Goodbye, everyone.